Thanks for downloading the Wave Church podcast. We hope this message inspires and brings you into a deeper relationship with God. Enjoy the message.
Hello. Happy Memorial Day. I'm Barry Black, the 62nd chaplain of the United States Senate. I have spoken at the Wave Church in the past, and I tell you what a beatific experience it always is. We honor our military people on a day like this, but we also honor those who are in God's army. When I was growing up, we used to sing a song, "We are soldiers in the army." We are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and being a Navy man and knowing what the Virginia Beach, Norfolk, Chesapeake area, what they represent, I would say, in the Lord's Navy. Also, I've always suspected that our Lord was either a sailor or a Marine, you know, all of the boats and the ships and those kinds of things and the storms on the Sea of Galilee. When we think of our service men and women, we think of folk who regularly put their lives on the line in order to ensure that we live free. I remember flying for more than 20 hours and watching my plane being refueled in the air to get to the Middle East during wartime. So service members routinely put their lives on the line. But people of faith are reminded that we are involved in warfare and we are servants of God in a kind of spiritual military sense. And we need, as Paul once said to Timothy, to endure hardness like good soldiers. Almost every time we hear of military people in Scripture, they are spoken of in a favorable way. The centurion in Luke who said our Lord through his friends, "I am not worthy for you to come into my house. Speak the word only and my servant will be healed." The other centurion, Cornelius of the Italian band in Acts chapter 10, whom God sent Peter to with that amazing message that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation, the people who have reverential awe for him and are obedient to his commands are respected by him. And who will forget that centurion at the cross? Hallelujah. Who, when there were very few to testify of who our Savior truly is. It was a dying thief who tried to get a testimony in and saw in our Lord a Savior and a King. "Lord, remember me when you come in your kingdom." But it was a military man who said, "Surely this was the Son of the living God." I want to take a text from Luke's Gospel, chapter 6. Verse 40. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I want to talk to you about becoming like your teacher, because Jesus Christ is our teacher. Jesus Christ is so important, he created a memorial moment, a recurring memorial moment for Christians, and that is, of course, the communion service. "This is my body broken for you. This is my blood shed for you. And as often as you eat this bread and drink this fruit of the vine, you do show my death, this memorial of my ultimate sacrifice. You do show that I was willing to give the last full measure of devotion for you. So while we celebrate our military people, and appropriately so, we celebrate the commander-in-chief of our redemption, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 40, there is this wonderful verse. It says, students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. Let me read that again. New Living Translation. Students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained, are you fully trained in the Lord Jesus Christ? The student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. Now, we often say on Memorial Day that one of the best ways that we can say thank you to our military men and women is to remember that eternal vigilance is the price for freedom. But what sacrifices are you willing to make for the Lord Jesus Christ, the commander-in-chief of your salvation? Students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. I served at the Recruit Training Command in San Diego, California, and I would see the buses pull up and young people getting off of the buses in order to be a part of the boot camp experience, and many of them looked like anything but a sailor, like anything but a Marine, overweight, sluggish. Some of the men had bellies that indicated that perhaps they were really fans of Michelob or whatever it might be. But at the end of 12 weeks, when they were fully trained, wow, many of them had experienced such a metamorphosis, the caterpillar had literally become a butterfly. Hallelujah. And, praise God, at graduation time, inevitably, many of their relatives did not even recognize the sailor or the Marine because, wow, of the change, because he or she had been fully trained. Students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. Wow. We sing a hymn, More About Jesus. I would know more of his grace to others show, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. And then the refrain, more about Jesus, more about Jesus, more of his saving fullness see, more of his love who died for me. That's fully trained, like our teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to become like our teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ, Wave Church, because the bar is much higher than we as people of faith sometimes realize. We read in Daniel chapter 1, verse 20, that when Daniel and his three friends were examined by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, at the end of 3 years of training, he found them not twice as good as all of the other students in the program, but Daniel 1:20 says he found them 10 times better than all of the students in the program. The bar for people of faith is higher than we sometimes realize. Students are not greater than their teacher, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. And so in 2 Peter 3:18, we are told, grow in grace and in a knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Praise God, Jesus Christ. We're told in 2 Peter 1:5, add to your faith. The bar is higher than we sometimes realize. And the greatest memorial tribute we can give to our Savior is to become fully trained, to become like Him. So how do we do it? If you are going to become like your teacher, Jesus Christ, you must first of all, you must remember that you are not above your master. Wow. Remember that you are not above your master. So you had a bad day? Hebrews 12:4 says, you have not yet resisted unto blood in your struggle against sin. You are not above your master. John 15:20, our Lord said, they persecuted me and will persecute you. In fact, 2 Timothy 3:12 says, all those who live godly will suffer persecution. Remember, you are not above your master. Why are you bellyaching and complaining when our Savior endured so much for us? The Apostle Paul declared in Philippians 3:10 that I love this, may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Hallelujah. And the fellowship of His suffering. Paul was saying, I want to go through ordeals that are so intense that I can say to my risen Savior, in the colloquial language of the hood in which I grew up in, I'm feeling you, Jesus. I have fellowship with you in your suffering. We sing another hymn in my tradition, I've got a long way to go to be like my Lord. I have a long way to go to be like Him. I haven't been spat upon, ridiculed, wounded in my side. Life's no bed of roses, but still I can't deny I've got a long way to go to be like my Lord. So you're in a challenging marriage. Are you willing as a memorial to Christ to say that I may know Him in the fellowship of His suffering? So you're having a difficult time on the job. Are you willing to say that I may know Him in the fellowship of His suffering? In John's Gospel, chapter 13, the disciples were with Jesus in the upper room. They thought He was about to set up an earthly kingdom. James and John had already gone with their mother to Jesus to ensure that James and John sat one on the right and the other on the left in his glory. No one wanted to wash anyone's feet. I don't do feet. And if the master sees me washing feet like a doulos, like a slave, he will make me head of janitorial services in his kingdom. But you've got to remember, you are not above your master. And then the one who, by the words of his mouth, caused the heavens to appear, the one who left the chants of cherubim and the songs of seraphim, stood up from his place at the table, took off his outer garment, wrapped a towel around his waist, stooped, and began to wash the muddy feet. You know, they had sandals. The muddy feet of his disciples. Peter protested, "Lord, you will never wash my feet." And Jesus said, "If you do not let me wash your feet, you can have no part of me." Peter said, "Then you wash anything you want to wash." And after our blessed Lord had finished, the teacher had finished teaching by his action, for the students are not greater than their teachers, but the student who is fully trained will become like the teacher. Jesus said in verse 14 of John 13, "Do you see what I have just done? If I, your Lord and Master, washed your feet, if I, your teacher and your mentor, washed your feet, I've left you this example so that you will be able to wash the feet of one another." And in my tradition, we have something called the ordinance of humility that we engage in before that memorial service of communion, where we wash one another's feet. Remember, you are not above your master if you're going to become like your teacher. Secondly, oh, I love this, know that God has clothed your true ideal in human flesh. Wow, my God, my God, my God. Know that God has clothed your human ideal, your true ideal, in human in human flesh. I don't have to read a book. In human flesh, John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word, hallelujah, became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as was the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God has clothed your true ideal in human flesh. Our Lord put it this way in Matthew 16, 24 and 25. "If anyone would come after me..." You want to be my disciple? You want to come after me? "Let him or her deny self, voluntarily take up his or her cross, and," here it is, "follow me." The true ideal is a person, not the Decalogue, is a person. 1 John 2, 6 says, "We should walk as he walked." He said to his disciples in Matthew 4, 19, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men and women." Know that God has clothed your true ideal in human, hallelujah, human flesh. And you need to often ask yourself, how would Jesus handle this situation? How would the one who said in Matthew 5:41, if they compel you to go 1 mile, cheerfully go two? How would he handle this situation? How would the one who in Matthew 5:44 said, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. Bless you, my brother, bless you, my sister, blankety blank, 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 bless you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. How would he handle that situation? Oh, we already know that answer. The first words he spoke from Calvary were the words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then he turns around and says to a dying thief, forgiving that dying thief, you will be with me in paradise. And the dying thief did not even ask with theological orthodoxy, Lord, would you let the imputed righteousness of justification cover my wretchedness with the soteriological and messianic thrust that you brought into the world? No, no, no. He said, can you hook a brother up? He said, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Know that God has clothed your true ideal in human flesh. There's a third thing that I want to challenge you to do if you're going to become like your teacher. Present that true ideal of the life of Christ to others through your life. Wow. Present, if you want to have a memorial service for Christ, present that true ideal of the life of Christ to others through your life. Our Lord says it this way in John 20:21. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Present the true ideal of the life of Christ to others through your life. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. He puts it this way in 2 Corinthians 5:20. You are ambassadors reconciling the world unto Christ, pleading as if in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled unto God. Wow. Present the true ideal of the life of Christ through your life to others. Our Lord challenged us and instructed us on how to do it. Matthew 5:13, he said, you are the salt of the earth. Make your world more palatable. Make your world more flavorful. People should not be delighted when you are not around. Our Lord said, you are the light of the world. Illuminate your environment with the truth of the Word of God. That is what the Great Commission is all about, Matthew chapter 28. Go, make disciples, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, verses 19 and 20. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the age. Edgar Guess put it this way, the poet, "I'd rather see your sermon than hear it any day. I'd rather it should walk with me than merely tell the way. The eyes are better pupils and more willing than the ears. Fine counsel is confusing, but example always clear. And best of all, the teachers are the ones who live their creed. For to see good put in action is what everybody needs. Ah, when I become like my teacher, I soon can learn to do it if you let me see it done. I can watch your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. And the lectures you deliver may be ever wise and true, but I'd rather get my message by observing what you do. Though an able speaker charms me with his or her eloquence, I say, I'd rather see your sermon, hallelujah, than hear it any day." Imagine how different your life would be if you realize and remember that you are not above your master. Perhaps you will be able to deal with the challenges of life with an equanimity of temperament that you need to cultivate. Imagine what would happen if you knew that you have clothed in human flesh a true ideal that you can use as a blueprint for living. Imagine what would happen if you take that ideal, learn about that ideal, use that ideal in your devotional life. If you presented that true ideal of life, of the life of Christ, to others through your life by becoming salt and light to the world. I want to challenge you to do something. I want to challenge you to become a red letter Christian by getting a Bible where the letters of the words of Jesus are read. There are Bibles where in the gospel all of the words Jesus has spoken are in red. And read a red letter chapter of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, the Sermon on the Mount. Read and pray through a chapter, just reading the red letters each day. Oh, I think it would transform you into becoming like your teacher. You'd read, "Happy are you when people revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice!" You'd read John 16, 33, "In this world you will have trouble. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Would you do that? Get a red letter Bible and read the Sermon on the Mount, a chapter from the Sermon on the Mount, repeatedly, until you are able to so know the life of Christ that you won't have to ask, "What will Jesus do?" Because you will know what he will do.
Come on, church, can we thank Chaplain Barry Black for that powerful word? What a powerful message. You know, I've never heard the audible voice of God, but if I ever do, I think it'll sound just like him. Just a couple more things we want to do before we close today. One being the most important thing that we do today every single week is give people the opportunity to give their lives to Jesus. I wonder today, whether you're on our online campus or you're here in person, I wonder, friend, do you know who Jesus is? We heard Chaplain Black ask us a challenging question. What are we willing to do? What are we willing to sacrifice for the sake of the gospel? It's challenging for many reasons. One, because it reminds me of what our Savior was willing to sacrifice for me. what our Savior was willing to sacrifice for you, for all of humanity. We're reminded today that Jesus endured suffering. He endured the cross so that you and I could know what it is to be forgiven of our sins, to not just attend a church service, to not just hear about God, but to know what it is to be in relationship with Jesus. Friend, I wonder today, if you are in this service, I believe it's no coincidence, no accident that you're here, if you're watching online. God knew that you'd be hearing this message today, that you'd be hearing his gospel. I wonder, friend, do you know him personally? Do you know what it is to repent, to be forgiven of your sins, to know the hope and the future that he has for your life? In a moment, I'm gonna count to three, and when I do, I'm just gonna ask if you're in this service today, and if that's you, say, Josh, that's me, I need to give my life to Jesus. When I count to three, I'm gonna ask you to simply raise your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it. And once I've seen it, you can put it back down. Already online, 7-8 decisions have been made to follow Jesus in an online campus. And when I count to three, if that's you, I'm just gonna ask you to raise your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it. And you can put it back down. I'm not gonna call you out, I'm not gonna call you to the front. Just wanna know who we're praying for today. So with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're a Christian in this place, I'm gonna ask you to pray. Come on, church, let's lift our faith. Most important part of this service, eternity. I wonder, friend, do you know him? Not have you heard about God, not do you believe in God, the devil believes in God. Have you surrendered your life to Jesus? One, if that's you in this service today, say, Josh, that's me, I'm done living for myself. I wanna know the freedom that's found in denying myself and living for Jesus. Two, if you're in this service today and if you're being honest with yourself, you know that you've walked away from Jesus. Jesus has become an acquaintance. Your Christianity has become stale and going through the motions. Maybe you've just fully walked away from God. If you're being honest, you're backslidden. Friend, I've got good news. God is not angry. God is not mad. He's here this morning. His arms are wide open. He's smiling, looking at you, simply saying, "Welcome home again." We serve the God of as many chances as you and I need. Three, if that's you in this service today, quickly raise your hand high enough and long enough for me to see it. There's two hands right there, another hand right there. Anybody else? Say, Josh, another hand right there, another two, three hands over there. Once I've seen it, you can put it down. Come on, church, continue to pray. Another hand right there. Another hand right there. Anybody else? Once I've seen it, you can put it down. Come on, church, continue to pray. Continue to pray. We're just gonna wait a moment longer. If you're watching on our online campus, continue to click that button. Anybody else? Say, Josh, that's me. Josh, that's me. Friend, don't put this off. Maybe you're wondering to yourself, well, maybe when I get myself together. Friend, none of us could get ourselves together. That's why we need the gospel. The beauty of this gospel is you can come before him just as you are. Just as you are. Nobody is too good. Nobody is too bad. We are all in need of a Savior. Just a moment longer. Get the sense there's maybe one or two more people. When I say I get the sense, Holy Spirit has put in my heart, maybe there's one or two more people, another person online, anybody else, whether online or in person, say, Josh, that's me. If your heart is beating, you're starting, another hand right there, your heart is beating, amen. Maybe your stomach is turning, friend, that's not me. It's not music, it's the Holy Spirit knocking on the door of your heart. Another hand right there, amen. Church, can we lift our eyes together? Can we give a huge shout of praise? Come on, church, can we celebrate? Come on, Wave Church, this is the reason why we exist. Amen. If you made that decision in person or whether you were online, we're gonna say a simple prayer together, a prayer that changes everything. It may not change everything out there, but it changes everything in here where it really matters. And we're gonna say this prayer together as a church family. Can we do that? Come on, church, can we do that? In person and online, let's say this prayer together. Say, Dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Forgiving me of my sin, raising from the dead, giving me a hope and a future. I believe in my heart, I confess with my mouth that I'm a Christian. I'm gonna live for you. And everybody said, amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to the Wave Church Podcast. If you made a decision today to follow Jesus, please go to wavechurch.com and click on I Made a Decision so we can help you on your way to know God in a deeper way. And if you want to visit one of our locations, the website can help you locate the campus near you, or you can live stream our services. Have a great day.